The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
How about Cleveland, the balls that they have taunting New York? What, are you kidding me? Take a hike, Cleveland! Everybody in Cleveland! Adam the Bull, all you get lost! Cleveland sucks! I don't want to hear from the Cavs again. Order has been restored. The Knicks used to bury the Cavs regularly in the first round of the playoffs because that's as far as the Cavs would go. Now they make it to the first round. Nice. Get squashed by the Knicks, the essential bye. Well, we're back to that, Cleveland. See ya. Anyway, the Knicks with a big win. They are moving on. First time they won a playoff series in 10 years. Aaron Rodgers becomes a Jet, officially meets the media today as a member of the Jets. And what a day it was, with Rodgers basically saying everything any Jet fan could ever dream of hearing from their new quarterback. Super Bowl III trophy looks a little lonely. I'm as hungry as you are. It's been a while. He's ready to bring this team. You know, instead of slaying the dragon, wants to become the dragon. There was a lot of great in what Aaron Rodgers had to say today, making the rounds with the media. Loved every bit of it. Yankees also won today. Big day for the offense. 12 runs. They avoid the sweep in Minnesota. And the Mets have just lost their fourth straight game overall, second straight to the hapless Nationals. An embarrassing two games at Citi Field for the Mets, where they scored just one run in two games. Nice job, boys. Really, way to ruin the party. I'm not going to let the lowly Mets bring me down. Not on this night. No sirree. Aaron Rodgers is here. The Knicks are moving on, and I am pumped up. John is calling from Manhattan. What's up, John?
If Aaron Rodgers is still on the Jets in 2024, then new head coach Brian Flores can definitely lead them to a Super Bowl championship. Robert Saleh is Rich Kotite. He's Todd Bowles. He's Adam Gase. He used Zach Wilson to deflect so much shrapnel in 2022. He blew both Patriots games by not benching Zach Wilson from Mike White. He blew the Seattle game by not taking out a re-injured five more crack ribs Mike White and putting in Joe Flacco. He had the team completely unprepared the last 3 weeks of the season. The playoffs are a stretch. It's not about the playoffs.
I'm getting the sense you're not a Robert Saleh fan.
It's nothing personal. He's just a terrible head coach. And this year, he's going to be in the spotlight six or seven times.
Well, we're going to find out. I'll agree with you that this year we're going to find out about Robert Saleh for sure. I don't know if you could judge him based on having Zach Wilson and throwing Zach Wilson to the Wolves when he wasn't ready. So I'm not going to judge Saleh based on that.
How about judging him on not having the team prepared the last several weeks of the season when they had
every opportunity? Oh, they didn't have a quarterback. I mean, they didn't have a quarterback.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, no, it does matter. No, that actually does matter. They don't have a quarterback. You know that matters.
That all the dominoes fell, that they could make the playoffs, and even at that situation, he said the playoffs were a stretch.
You know who likes Robert Saleh?
Woody Johnson, Joe Douglas.
Well, there's another one you're forgetting. One more. I'll give you a hint.
Aaron Rodgers.
And that's good enough for me. There you go. Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers likes Robert Saleh, good enough for me. We're now going to find out. Can't blow this. Would I feel more comfortable if there were a more proven, known commodity running the sidelines with the Jets? Yeah. But now that Aaron Rodgers is here, I don't really care. I feel comfortable because it's Aaron Rodgers. We're going to find out about Robert Saleh. You're right. This year. You're burying him based off of what he did with Zach Wilson, where I don't think there's a coach alive, that includes Bill Belichick, or dead, as a matter of fact. I don't think there's a coach, period, dead or alive, that could have won with Zach Wilson playing quarterback the way that he was. Justin is in Floral Park. What's up, Justin?
What's going on, Sally?
Justin, how are you, man?
I don't think we're going to party like 94 the way the Rangers are going, so we're going to have to party like 1999.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, let's get the Rangers. I mean, the Rangers still have an opportunity in front of them tomorrow night. They got to go out there and get their
games. I mean, game three I was at, embarrassing, Sal.
Dreadful.
Embarrassing with the way they played. But the Knickies, listen, great job by Leon Rose, getting, obviously, Brunson. But Hart is Hart, man. This guy plays like John Starks, man.
Yep.
And
he's a different player than John Starks. But, yes,
he plays great defense.
As the Beastie Boys would say, he's got a heart like John Starks.
Yeah. I mean, and listen, I want the Heat. Okay, I don't forget about 1997 when that bum P.J. Brown flipped over Charlie Ward and cost us a trip to play Jordan one more time. So I want the Heat badly. I hope the Heat can hold off Milwaukee. And let's take our chances, Sal, because this team, I'm telling you, the way Mitchell Robinson's playing, going to be tough for Jimmy Buckets to get to the hole that easily.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd be more worried, Justin, and thank you for the call. I'd be more worried about Jimmy Buckets than I would or was about Donovan Mitchell this series. And I was nervous about Donovan Mitchell going off. And look, maybe he's putting too much pressure on himself, going up against New York, his hometown team, all the talks about the trade rumors and all that stuff. But Jimmy Butler is dangerous. The way that Knicks fans are excited about seeing the Heat, ooh, that's a mistake. Now, I get it in comparison to Milwaukee, but Jimmy Butler could be one of those guys that just comes in and rips your heart out. So the Knicks have to be at their best. That is going to be one hell of a series in the event that it happens. We'll see. Either way, I'm excited for the second round. How can you not be? And we haven't seen it in 10 years. And the last time we did see it, it was terribly disappointing. Linda's calling from Forest Hills. What's up, Linda?
Hi, Sal.
Hi, Linda.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to try not to bring down the party tonight. But the Rangers. Oof. Okay. Who would have thought that, after them starting 2-0, we'd be sitting here talking about the Knicks polishing off a team in 5 games and not the Rangers.
Exactly. Not me. With certainty, I would have said that the Rangers were going to polish it off and not the Knicks, as a matter of fact.
I said that they were going to finish them off in 6, and we're still on track for that. But as you said a few minutes ago, the Rangers lack what the Knicks have, and that's killer instinct, okay? This feels like deja vu all over again with Tampa Bay from last year. I mean, if they end up losing this series, Gallant's got to go. What do you think?
I like Gallant, and I'm not going to say that he should be fired. However, if they lose this series, I do think everything needs to be reevaluated. They cannot lose this series, not after the way that they won the first 2 games, not after the way that they were built coming into the year, during the year. This team has to win this series minimum. So I don't want Gallant to get fired. I like him. I believe in him as a head coach. However, if they lost in the first round, it would be terrible, a terrible failure, and somebody is going to have to pay the price.
And the reason why they've allowed them to tie the series up, where's Mika? Where's Panarin? They've been absolutely invisible.
Yeah, those guys haven't done the job, Linda, and thank you for the call. Mika Zibanejad's got to get it going. Look, they need to pick it up. I mean, it's simple as that. And if they don't show up tomorrow night in Game 5 at The Rock, Rangers are going to be in trouble here, obviously. They need Mika to get going. They need to play closer to what they did in the first 2 games. They need the power play to get going. Rangers cannot disappoint. Knicks held up their end of the bargain. The Rangers have not. Nick is calling, or at least not yet. Nick is calling from Eastchester. What's up, Nick?
Sally,
let's go,
the
Nick.
Knicks are back, baby.
Yes, this is no bing-bong bullcrap. This is for real. The Knicks are back.
For real, but Sal, listen. I got a wife who's beautiful. I got 2 kids. I'm a Jets and Knicks fan. Today is the best day of my life in 42 years. Aaron Rodgers is in New York. Yeah. The Knicks are advancing to the second round. And hey, maybe while they're waiting for the Bucks-Heat series to finish, Brunson could go over to Queens and bat for the Mets.
Oh, my God.
Because they seriously need it right now.
Yeah.
But listen, I won't let that bring me down.
Hey, don't bring up the – why do you got to ruin the party, Nick? Come on. Don't be a party crasher with this Mets
like
talk.
That.
I mean, the Mets are dreadful these last 2 games.
But listen, it doesn't matter because we got Aaron Rodgers, baby.
Right.
Let's go.
Right. There'll be plenty of time, Nick, and thank you for the call. I should have given Nick a chance to amend his comments there. The greatest day, aside from getting married and the day that his children were born. But I knew what he was getting at. I'm not going to go there just yet. But this is a great day. And I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, what was the best day of your life? Oh, yeah, well, the day I got married. Really? Was it really? Think about that for a second. That was the best day of your entire life? Oh, no, it was the day my kid was born. You sure about that? Was it? Aaron Rodgers becomes a Jet. The Knicks are moving on. This is a great day. Connor is calling from Rutherford. What's up, Connor?
Great show and a great day to be a Knick fan. And I want to say it's a great day to shed the Isaiah Thomas curse we have had for 10 years. And you're right. You said it. We got dogs back on this team. No high contract guys, no soft guys. We got dogs that go after it and play it the way you and I saw it with Starks and the boys in the 90s.
And that's a credit to – it's why I feel like Leon Rose doesn't get enough credit. Leon Rose, Scott Perry, these guys cleaned up what has been a two-decade-long mess of an organization.
Brutal.
Not even just the players that they have now, but how about the draft picks that they have stockpiled? They've hit in the draft, right, where you look at Emmanuel Quickley, you look at Obi Toppin, you look at the guys who have been contributors here, obviously bringing in Jalen Brunson and bringing in Josh Hart. You know, you look at what the Knicks have done. Quentin Grimes, I know he's been, banged up, but still, he could be an impactful player for him through the draft. And then all the draft picks they have, they're not in salary cap hell. The Knicks are in a great spot as an organization.
They're in a great spot, and Tibbs gets a bad reputation because he got voted the worst place to play or the worst coach to play for. Because you know why? He makes them play hard everywhere he's ever coached. He makes them play D. He makes them rebound, or you're not going to play. That's it. And these guys bought into it, and it's so fun to watch.
And I don't know how they turned the corner, Connor, but they did. Remember earlier in the year, the Knicks were down again. Then there was the rumblings about having to fire Tibbs and move on because it's not working. They stayed course, and it paid off in a big way. Tibbs has been a stabilizer, no doubt about it. That's a credit, though, for Leon Rose and even Jim Dolan not sticking his nose in. It's a credit to those guys for standing pat what they believe in. Tibbs is a head coach with the players they brought in, and now look at where it's gotten them. Now, are they championship level? That's a different story, but we're going to find out how
far
they go. Yeah, right. We're going to
find out.
That's exactly right, Connor. We're going to find out, and then guess what? When it ends, then we'll figure out what they need to get to the next step.
And you know what's great? They let Tibbs do his job. And they let him, you know what? He sat Randall. You know what? You're going to sit. You're not having a great night. You're going to sit. We're going to get guys off the bench. We're going to let them do their job. And look what happens. The chemistry is what's great to watch.
Yeah, that's why this is how it happens with team building. And thank you for the call, Connor. And you're right. Not only does Tibbs get credit for doing his job, hierarchy gets credit for letting him do his job without getting involved, pushing him out or telling him to do this or do that or putting the pressure on him. Thank goodness they turned the corner and everybody stayed the course here. And that should be a lesson learned. Don't panic. Don't freak out and make rash decisions when things seem like they're going sideways for a little bit. Let him dig himself out of it. And they did. But bringing in Josh Hart, huge move. Also knowing what pieces they need to complement one another. Not bending and trading for Donovan Mitchell as much as I would have loved to see Donovan Mitchell here. I'm not giving up Emmanuel Quickley and Grimes and Toppin. I just had a sneeze there. Sorry about that. I'm not giving up Quickley, Toppin, Grimes, RJ. Like, you can give up one, maybe two of those guys and a bunch of picks. If it were the picks, no problem. But you can't gut your team with the young potential players. I mean, nobody thought Klay Thompson was a megastar until he was. Steph Curry, same thing. It wasn't like it was LeBron James when they drafted him. Same thing. He turned into that superstar player. The Knicks, and you could go on and on with the list, up and down the list, where you know players that were drafted late first round or after the top 10 or certainly after the top five picks, and they turned into superstar players and helped teams develop into championship teams. Well, you need to hope that's what happens with the Knicks. Emmanuel Quickley, for an example, who finally got his shot back, at least to a certain extent, in game five tonight. Quickley could be an impact player. Grimes has that potential. We look at him now as, they're not the piece. Obi Toppin, we look at him now as, they're all right, but look at what Randall was and look at what Randall became. Even Jalen Brunson. The Mavericks didn't really realize what they had in Jalen Brunson. Now, I don't know if there was anything they could do to keep him because clearly he wanted to come and be in New York, which is great, but did you think I know I didn't. I thought he was good. I didn't think he was this good. Did the Mavericks know what type of player the Knicks had in Jalen Brunson? Or they had in Jalen Brunson? So you don't know what these guys, we always talk about, oh, they need to get a star. They need to get a star. Well, what if Quentin Grimes turns into that offensive player one day to go along with his defense? What if it's Quickly? What if it's RJ? If he, you know, only shoots 3 or 4 3 balls a game and everything else is trying to attack the rim. What if RJ does that consistently? Point is, you shouldn't be looking to break up some of the draft picks that you have that have potential to go chase a superstar. Sure, you would add the superstar, but to what extent? Joe is calling from Rockville Center. What's up, Joe?
Dal, how are you, my man?
Great, Joe. Today, how are you?
Good. Today is a good day. I called, if you remember, you probably won't. I called Monday night after the Rangers game. I was there. You were there. We were pretty disappointed with the Rangers.
Yeah, it was a terrible game.
Terrible. However, today is a good day for New York. I'm a Giants and Rangers fan. However, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets and Knicks. 4-1 in the playoffs, first time in 10 years. We're going to round two. It's a good day for New York football. Islanders extending the series. Rangers, we're going to win this game. We're going to win this best of three series now that it is. And it's a good day for New York football. I have no other point. I'll let you go to other callers. Just want to say it's a good day. I want to pump you up. There's too many callers saying, a little too disappointed with everything that's going on in New York. This is good for New York.
Oh, this
right
is a great
now.
Day.
Let's
no, thank down. You, Joe. Yeah, let's go is right. I'm pumped up as it is. I mean, I understand that this is a huge day. I've been sitting here long enough and been doing this long enough. Like I said, started in the business 20 years ago in 2003 as an intern. So I know how special of a day this is. And obviously, you know, even just dating back to becoming a sports fan, there are rare days that are as big as this, with Aaron Rodgers becoming a Jet, which is as big as it can get, and then the Knicks moving on, which for a franchise that has been inept for 2 decades, that's a big deal. First playoff series win in 10 years, and it's even worse than that, because the last time they won one before that 10 years was another 10 or 11 years or 12 years, whatever it was, back in the 2000 season. So think about that. Nothing can bring me down, not even the Mets' pathetic offense. Who cares? They're not the story right now. The Rangers losing that series, that could bring me down. Or the Rangers losing game 5 tomorrow night, that could bring me down. But right now, we're focused on the positives. Rodgers and the Knicks. And whatever else is on your mind. 877-337-6666. We'll continue with your calls on the other side. It's Sal Licata on the Fan. The Knicks are moving on. You know, the last time we always talk about, the last time the Knicks won a first round series was 10 years ago. So obviously that goes away. The last time the Knicks won a second round series was 1999-2000. So now you're going back 23 years for the Knicks if they can somehow win this second round series. And I got my eye right now on the Bucks and the Heat. Let the scouting begin. It is officially sit back and watch time and wait for who will be the Knicks second round opponent. You know, you have to believe Milwaukee's going to win this game, no? I mean, you'd be stunned if somehow Miami, Jimmy Buckets and all that the Heat can do, they're not going to beat the Bucks in 5, are they? No way. So I would expect this series, and that's probably a good thing. I mean, you don't want to risk it because you'd rather see Miami than Milwaukee if you're the Knicks. But you also would like to see this go at least one more game. Let them play, lengthen out this series here, and get Randall some rest. 877-337-6666. Hector is calling from Washington Heights, and I'm sure, as always, Hector has some blunt thoughts for us.
Yeah, you know I do, Sal, and I'm going to start by saying, even tonight, on a joyful Knicks night, our New York Mets have to make me sick. This is disgusting. It's embarrassing. And I've had enough. They better get it together fast. But enough of that nonsense, because it's not about them tonight. It's about the Knicks, Sal!
Yeah, baby!
It's about the Knicks. Let's go, baby. This is what it's all about. Donovan Mitchell, who? Who cares about one guy when you have a team full of dogs? And Sal,
I got to be honest, and I got to be real, and I got to apologize to Leon Rose because I was hard when they hired him, and I thought, you know, I'm a Mets fan. We came from the...
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Brody, even though, you know, Brody, good and bad, whatever, I just didn't like the whole idea of an agent being a GM. And the heck with that nonsense. I was wrong. Great job by Leon Rose. I was wrong about Tibbs. I thought it was a bad time to hire Tibbs. I thought, you know, this guy wants to win. We're not quite ready. But he's done the right thing. He's helped bring these young guys along. And Sal, this is the best kind of team that you can have, where you build from within, and that's what feels so good about this. And like you said, I don't know if this is a championship team, Sal. I really don't. But who says that it's not? Who's the team that's so dominant right now? Every team like this,
well,
including us.
I mean, really,
I am worried about Julius.
Julius, they need to get back healthy here. He's obviously not healthy. And even if he does come back, he's not going to be 100% healthy. He wasn't 100% healthy.
Tough.
Yeah, he wasn't 100% healthy in the games that he played in this series. So he's not going to be when he comes back, if he does come back. I mean, you look at the East, though. Are the Knicks as good as the Bucks, Sixers, or Celtics? You'd probably say no. Now, the good news is they don't have to play two
you
of those.
You say no. I say who says no. You say no. We're as good as anybody right now, so I don't care what you say or anybody says. Who says no? On paper, yeah, those teams look dominant. But like I said,
they were better historically. I mean, the Bucks, you know, have championship pedigree. The Sixers, Celtics, you know, they have been the better teams in the Eastern Conference. Now, does that mean the Knicks can't beat them? No, but realistically, those teams have an advantage over the Knicks.
Well, I'll give you this, Sal. Listen, I'll be honest. I don't like about who's the better matchup. I feel like you play whoever your opponent is. You play the games, and that's it. You take your chances. But I will say, the team that would worry me the most matchup-wise, and I'm like, man, do we really? It is the Bucks.
Yeah.
If the Bucks are healthy, everything is clicking, that's a tough team for us to match up with.
But let me ask you this.
The Celtics, and I know you can't put too much on the regular season, but the Celtics, listen, we handled them. Miami, I'll take my chances. Anybody.
You know what scares me? Miami. So, and I don't know if it's just because of the jersey. You know, I hate the Heat. I'm scarred from the battles in the 90s with the Heat.
I look forward to it.
But think about this. Oh, no, it's going to be great. It will be great if it happens.
Jimmy
Buckets
scares me, man.
Well, that's the thing.
As he
should. He's going to be the best player on the floor.
We got playoff Arden, Sal.
Yeah.
We got playoff Arden.
Playoff Arden.
I know. I'm not a big Arden guy, but he's stepping out fast. We got to give him a puck. He's stepping up when he's needed him most.
You know, think about this, though, Hector. The Knicks fans, almost to a person, want Miami, right? Think about this, though. The Knicks fan wants Miami. Miami is on the verge of beating Milwaukee. Well, that's fine.
Unbelievable.
Right, but my point is, like, everybody's scared. Everybody's scared of Milwaukee. Everybody's scared of Milwaukee, but the Heat, why are you not scared of the Heat if they beat Milwaukee? You know what I mean?
Because you think, you know, Milwaukee was missing John as well. A game, maybe two, I forget. I haven't really played too much.
Right.
But I know he missed at least one game, you know what I mean? So I know some people are thinking that's why Miami maybe beat him. That's fair. What you're saying is fair. But I don't care. Play whoever. They need to fear us. Fear the Knicks.
Yeah.
What are we worried about?
Yeah, well, in 2 weeks or in a week and a half, Hector, and thank you for the call. Always good to hear from you. You and those blunt thoughts. In a week and a half or 2 weeks, you'll be calling back saying, Sal, I'm sorry, I wanted the Bucks. I shouldn't have wanted the Bucks. Bucks right now up 66-57 early on in that game, about 3 minutes ago in the first half, so we'll keep an eye on that. Just, look, here's what you need to know. I know Knicks fans are getting nuts, and I want to enjoy this as much as anybody, and I'm going to enjoy this, and I'm really going to enjoy the second round regardless of the result, because now it's house money. Knicks had to win this first round series, similar to what the Rangers did a year ago. Once the Rangers came back and beat the Penguins, it was house money to me. And then obviously they went on a run beating the Canes as well before losing to the Lightning after taking a lead in that series. But now, when you look at the Knicks, they had to win this first round. That was the big get the monkey off the back. They had to get that first round playoff series win. First one in 10 years. They did that. Now they could go out there and not that they weren't playing loose, because I think they played great for the most part in this first series. But now it's house money. If they lose in the second round, I mean, maybe if they lose to Miami, it'd be a little different because the expectation is going to be that they should beat Miami, even though I don't think that that's realistic. I think it's even at best. But really, the second round should be house money for this team. And I think that's a great spot, just like it was for the Rangers last year. Not putting a cap on it, but they've already done what they were expected to do. Now, can they exceed all expectations? Charlie is calling from Bethpage. What's up, Charlie? Good to hear from you again.
Charlie, baby, the greatest day in Jet history. Let's get on the ride with Aaron Rodgers, man. What a day this is. Super Bowl III was the greatest day, but I was 4 years old. I got no memory of it.
Right.
But today, watching him talk on ESPN, the live broadcast, and about it being the Jets, we don't ever get that. We don't have that kind of history with the NFL. Now we're in the conversation every day, every sports show. Oh, I am psyched.
The Jets are on the national map thanks to Aaron Rodgers. The Jets are in the conversation as far as being a legitimate threat in the AFC because of Aaron Rodgers. This is, without a doubt, for me, it's probably the greatest day in Jets franchise history. But for many, it's at least one of the greatest day in Jets franchise history, especially if, like us, we went around to, you know, I wasn't even born when the Jets won Super Bowl III.
I was 4 years old, Sal. Hmm. I was probably sipping my father's Wrangled and Schaefer beer on his lap watching that game, my man.
Yeah.
And like I'm saying, we don't have a lot of history. It's been since 2010. It just gives us something to look forward to. And congratulations on your Knicks. That is a huge win. Let's hope the Rangers could follow it up tomorrow. It would be nice.
Look, Charlie, I'm happy for you, of course, and Jet fans everywhere. Thank you for the call. Either way, regardless of the results, similar to what the Aaron Rodgers deal, right? I talk about it, the results may vary, but making that move, that's the great part. Having the excitement now that we're going to have with the Jets all offseason, leading up to the season, in season. The results may vary. They may frustrate us. They may disappoint us. But the ride now is going to be a lot more fun than anything that I could ever remember with the Jets. Maybe since Parcells. And I know Rex did some good things. You know, Mangini built the foundation. Rex took it to another level where they were getting to back-to-back AFC championship games. And those playoff runs were fun. But it wasn't like that team was a dominant team that we ever thought was going to win the Super Bowl, at least not me. They had great postseason runs back-to-back years. But I look at the Parcells years where he took over and then built this thing up, you know, unfortunately falling short in 98, Testaverde getting hurt. But this is the excitement similar to that going into a year, and maybe even more so with Aaron Rodgers. But also with the Rangers and the Knicks, you know, we can worry about the results and who the Knicks are going to play and what's going to happen in the second round, how far they go. But this, right now, in this moment, this is the good times. Them squashing Cleveland, putting the foot on the throat of the Cavaliers and sending them home in their own building in Game 5. Not even having to play a sixth game against the Cavs. Five! Knicks in five! The Rangers and Devils, we're in the midst of what's fun about sports with that series. As frustrating as it may be, up 2-0 in a big way, down 2-2. And I say down 2-2, obviously it's even, but down after you lose those two games at home to make this a series again. Going into New Jersey tomorrow night for a Game 5. This is the run. The results may vary. They may play a second round, they may not. But right now, we're in the midst of the exciting part of all of this. 877-337-6666. Ryan is calling from Brooklyn. Ryan, what's on your mind?
What's going on, Sal?
How are you, Ryan?
Sal, I'm 38 years old. My father and I have a lot in common. We're diehard Met ticket, season ticket holders, Jet season ticket holders. I can't afford the Knicks. We're Islander fans. We text all the time about sports. Today's a huge day. I've been taught to hate and curse out Dolan for 23 years. Today's a day where I just want to hug this man.
Hug him and give him a big kiss on the cheek.
I never thought I'd say it. I've been cursing him out for 23 years. My father and I screaming, sell the team, texting back and forth every year. Never got to see my team win the championship. 86, I was 2 years old for the Mets. Today is a big, big day for New York with Aaron. And I just want to hug James Dolan today.
Yeah, he deserves it. You know what? I know that there's been some issues. Look, I've never met... Actually, I'm lying. I have met him, but I just it was more of an escort. One time he was in the old studios in Astoria for the Fan. He was coming on with Mike and Chris, I believe, and I had to like walk him in or something like that. But anyway, I never had any personal issues with Dolan, and obviously from afar, fans, media members alike ripped Dolan for not being overly accessible or not seeming overly kind. But you do have to give him credit on one thing. It's not from a lack of effort that his teams have failed, and the Rangers have been built into a consistent, successful team through different times where they had different runs at it. And now, you know, for the Knicks, who have been bad since he took over, this is really their first, to me, legitimate, not run, but being built right for the first time. Because even those mellow years, I didn't think that they were being built right.
Yep, yep, agreed. Raymond Felton bringing in, those guys that he brought in, and the Eddie Currys of the world and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
and they got away from it. You know, Dolan and Donnie Walsh, you know, Dolan didn't let Donnie Walsh do his thing. That was a little bit of a problem as well, where Donnie Walsh did build the Knicks into what they were with Carmelo. But Dolan stuck his nose in, and he gets criticized for that. It seems like he's really staying out of this with Leon Rose, and Rose and company have done a great job. And thank you for the call, Ryan, and we appreciate you checking in. But you're right. Dolan deserves some credit here, too. It's not just Tibbs. It's not just the players. Not just Leon Rose or Scott Perry. Dolan deserves a ton of credit as well. 877-337-6666. More of your calls on the other side. Sal Licata on the Fan. Rodgers is a Jet. Knicks are in the second round. What year is this? What world am I living in? A very, very good one. 877-337, at least today. 877-337-6666. We'll save the baseball talk for another day. I don't want to ruin the mood with the ineptitude of the Mets. I mean, I do feel bad. If you had a ticket to either yesterday's game or tonight's game, and you went out there as a diehard fan, whether you paid for the ticket, whether you got it for free, whatever, it's commitment going there. It doesn't just mean whatever money you spent on the ticket. You're going to the ballpark, you're taking your family out there, you're going with your friends, whatever it is, business outing. If you're going to the ballpark in April, in chilly weather, cold out there, and you're watching the Mets take on the Nationals, which is probably the least desirable matchup on their entire schedule, and you see that type of effort from the offense, I mean, that wouldn't go over well with me. I'm glad I wasn't out there to see that nonsense. That is brutal. And this is a team that lost four in a row. Remember, the Mets are already doing things they didn't do at all last year, getting swept, losing a series early on, now losing four straight games. On that Saturday that David Peterson got lit up, the Mets looked like they wanted to come home from that road trip. But all right, you give them credit. They had a good road trip. Then they come home and they followed up the lousy effort on Saturday and Sunday with even worse performances after an off day Monday on Tuesday and then again tonight. Unacceptably bad from their offense. 877-337-6666. Yankees score a ton of runs. They avoid the sweep. But it's all Aaron Rodgers and it's all New York Knicks. Jeff is calling from Garden City. What's up, Jeff? How are you this evening?
Sal, I am so happy to speak to you tonight. Why? Because like all the other callers, first-time caller, never spoke to you before. Let me give you something. You just said it. You set me up perfectly. You said as you were coming back on. What year is this? I was 9 years old in 1969. I was at the World Series Mets Orioles game. I was at the championship series when the Knicks took it. I was... was at the Ranger Blackhawk game, although they didn't lose. And I was rooting for Joe Willie. Let me tell you something about what year it is. Forget the 90s and the 80s and the 70s and where we are today. This Knicks team has a very smart leader in Jalen Brunson, reminiscent of the great Willis Reed and Mr. Walt Frazier, of course, and that whole DeBuscher, Bradley, you name them, they were on it. The Rangers have Kreider. Mm-hmm. He's a smart player like the 69 Rangers were, and even though they lost, that's fine. Joe Willie Namath, say what you will, one of the smartest quarterbacks to ever play this game. Aaron Rodgers, welcome to New York. I am a Giant fan, but I'm telling you, this smart cookie sitting above, below center, taking those snaps, we're going to transform. And finally, I wouldn't worry too much about the Mets or the Yankees. It's still April. There's 100-and-some-odd games to play.
Yeah.
They'll get their you-know-what together. But it is 1969, relived for me, a 9-year-old who couldn't wait to go with my father to all those games. I was blessed to see it. And just keep your fingers crossed, and we will relive the excitement of that 69
Yeah, I don't know if it'll ever be that close. So thank you for the call, Jeff. And obviously, it's great to hear that, you know, this is bringing you back and you get to reminisce and think about all those days with your father and those great memories. That's what it's about, right? A lot of people have that connection. And, you know, you love to think about in the years past and, you know, thinking of experiences you had when you were younger. This is just, for me, a great time to be able to talk about New York sports with you guys on The Fan. I mean, it doesn't get any better when you have all these teams clicking the way that they do. And you're right about the Mets and Yankees. We'll save them for another day. They're not the story right now, even as bad as the Mets are. And the Yankees have been struggling, but they get the big win today. But it's about Aaron Rodgers. It's about the Knicks moving on. And tomorrow it'll be about the Rangers. And it is exciting when you have these series to sink your teeth into and get into it. And we don't even need to compare it to other years or what year is this, but the fact that, you know, it's different with the Rangers. We know they haven't won a Stanley Cup since 94, but they've made postseason runs before, obviously as recently as last year. They've been in the Cup Finals in 2014. They've made plenty of runs before. The Jets and Knicks are a different level of bad. Like, historically bad. The last 20-plus years. The Jets, you want to go even further than that. But the Knicks, for the last 20-plus years, have been Jet-level bad. Laughing stock bad, worst team in the league bad. So to have a day where both those down franchises have come out on top, at least for a day, that makes it historic. Historic for the Jets to be able to land Aaron Rodgers. Still doesn't feel real. We saw him in Jets gear. We saw him walk into the building. We saw him speak as the quarterback for the New York Jets. Still doesn't feel real. It's probably not going to hit everybody until he actually walks out of the tunnel and onto the field week one. We're going to see him in the uniform. We're going to hear him during training camp and all that stuff. We'll see him in the preseason. But until week one, when you see number 8 trot out onto that field and Aaron Rodgers is under center for the Jets, it's not going to feel real until we see it. And even then, it may not feel real. And similarly with the Knicks, I mean, the fact that we have the Knicks in the second round, it hasn't happened. The last time the Knicks won a second round series was over 20 years ago. And they've only won one first-round series in the last 20 years or so. Historic day indeed. We'll talk about it for one more hour together. You, me, the phones. 877-337-6666. We'll get to all those calls. We'll have a quick update in a little bit with Marco. He'll get you updated. Plenty more to do. One more hour before Emmanuel Barbari takes you through the overnight. It's Sal Licata on The Fan.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.